a Monday morning with the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU from the XTU studio. I'm Dave Cruz here with producer Donnie, as was the case last week. Andy is chiming in from home.
Whoop, whoop. Here I am chiming in, Dave, and it was quite a weekend. It's bad enough that no one can go anywhere, but it's even worse when it was the weather like it was this weekend, right?
Yeah, like, Saturday was awful all day.
Yeah. It made life pretty difficult. But maybe you were watching the most popular show on television right now, according to Rotten Tomatoes, which is Tiger King. Dun, dun, dun. This is not a show that's in my wheelhouse, and okay. I will not be watching it, but I've heard enough about it to know that I never want to see it. So just to kind of keep everybody in the loop, a filmmaker named Rick Kirkman is exploring the world of big cat owners. So he centers this kind of like a docudrama, if you will, around a guy named Joe Exotic, who, according to Netflix description, is a mulleted, gun-toting polygamist and country western singer who also happens to have like this farm of big cats in Oklahoma.
It's a fun business card, isn't it?
For sure. But then things turn dark after Carol Baskin, who's an animal activist and owner of a big cat sanctuary, tries to shut down the big cat breeders, which leads to Joe Exotic's arrest in connection with a murder for hire plot. So
that's a lot going on.
It is a lot.
And it's real life. Like, this isn't some made up, you know, fictional show,
which is exactly why it makes for great television, I guess, if that's your thing. So maybe that's how you spend your weekend. I can't imagine my
you
life.
Just can't
if I
wrap
just
your,
sat and,
no?
and watched all that. I feel like it would.
What?
No.
What about it isn't in your wheelhouse? Because
nothing.
The murder for hire, you like that sort of thing.
I'm not into any of it. I don't even like the cats. It's a whole thing.
Just all of it.
All of it just seems so weird to me. But yeah. I know a lot of people were binging stuff all weekend. So what were you watching?
Well, I'm on opposite ends of the spectrum because I think that's how you have to binge. Like, you know, for me, like, I just couldn't binge one type of thing over and over for days.
Okay.
So on one hand, I think I mentioned a couple weeks ago when this whole social distancing thing started, I started watching Grace and Frankie, that Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin Netflix show. And so I'm in season 5 after a week. Because,
this is not a show I would ever have thought that you, Dave Cruz, would do a deep dive into.
No.
The show about these two older
old
women.
Ladies. No, it is very funny, though. But the great thing, too, though, that you can attest to also is with these sitcoms, it's only half hour long.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this is a Netflix show, but especially if you're binging a network show without the commercials, then they're only like 22 minutes. Like, you can crank through a whole season in one day.
And there's nothing else to do, people.
Right. So that's on one side. On the other side, Westworld is back for season 3. And if there's any show where 1 minute in, I have no idea what's going on, it's this show. It's completely off the rails.
I tried to watch that in its first season, and I was like, nope. It's just gray. The whole show is gray.
It's odd. Yeah. Well, that's why I then balance it out with the Grace and Frankie.
There you go.
So what about you, Andy? Since you're not a Tiger King person, what are you into?
No, we played a lot of games this weekend. And then when we finally got down to watching TV, it was last night while we were having dinner. We set up the TV trays in the family room and we decided, like, I'm so sick of animated movies. That's all our kids can agree on, you know? And I mean, some of them are really great, but I am over it. And if I have to see, like, I'm over them. So, so we explored a new realm, which I'm kind of surprised that we hadn't gone into before, but we're not really into the whole superhero character movie thing, but we watched Captain America last night.
with one of the Chris's?
Wait. Chris Evans.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So we watched that, and that was really good.
Yeah, Captain America is very good.
And I was bummed that I was watching it just on my home television, and not because I can, like, you kind of feel the music.
Oh, yeah, imagine that on the big screen.
I wished that it were on the big screen, especially when he comes out of that egg, and he is, like, so fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello.
Dude is,
I know, even my daughter. Who, like, it is, she was even like, wow, look at him. is that really him? And we're like, yeah, that's him. He wasn't the skinny guy before. He's
right.
That guy.
Yeah, that's one of those movies where, like, as a guy watching it at home, when he pops out of that little egg and he's Chris Evans, you're like, oh, I got to do some crunches now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what made you choose of the 48 Avenger movies to start with that one and not like Thor's or Iron Man or those things?
I guess Captain America is my husband's favorite superhero. And none of us knew that because we don't ever talk about superheroes in my house. Okay. So he was like, listen, let's just watch it. And we're all, Tori's like, okay. You know, and I was like, no, whatever, as long as it's not animated. And then my son is like, okay, well, there's probably stuff going on. So we have to stay away from violence and stuff because that really bothers my daughter. But this wasn't. She was able to handle it all. It was good. So now, because my husband is like a researcher, so then he did a deep dive into how we're supposed to watch all of these movies. Okay. Do you watch them in the order in which they came out, or do you just start watching all of the Avenger movies? So,
So what are you going to do? Do you know what's next, or is he going to?
I found a link, and I guess according to this, the first one we were supposed to watch was Infinity Saga. And then we were supposed to go to Captain America, the First Avenger, but we started with that one. And then Iron Man is next, which I did see parts of Iron Man.
Okay.
That looks
it's really good. Yeah.
And then Hulk, and then Iron Man 2, and then Thor, and then Avengers, and then Iron Man 3, and then Thor, The Dark World. So we've got a lot. There's many hours of I'm just scrolling with my thumb.
There's
right
another,
now on my phone.
At least one Captain America other than the original, right? Isn't there Winter Soldier? Isn't that one?
My gosh, there's. How many of these are there? 23, 24, 25. Phase 4? I've never even heard of
And they're
of
all
movie.
Like 3 hours long. So
The Women of Marvel is 26. That's the last. So 26.
I don't even know what that is.
26 movies. So we're one in.
What, one a day? What are you going to do?
We'll see. Okay. We don't have anything else
we're
to do.
We're never going to see Andy again.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.